The spreading of manure has become a heated issue in Wisconsin, especially with the emergence of CAFOs, farms with large concentrations of animals. Some residents blame CAFOs for contaminating drinking water. Today, dozens of people will trek to Ashland in the far north, where the Natural Resources Board is supposed to decide how the state will proceed. The process is leaving Jody Perrins frustrated. She says she didn't know Wisconsin would turn discussions she took part in into law.
It was a start. That's all it was. And to represent it as the outcome of all of this brain trust, and this is absolutely what's going to need to be had, that would be a mischaracterization of what that work group's intent was.
Perrins lives in rural Kewaunee County, where 16 large dairy operations, CAFOs, occupy a good chunk of the landscape. In fact, she describes her Lincoln Township as a place populated by 900 people and 17,000 cows. Perrins was one among the residents to join the DNR and EPA in discussing strategies to prevent the manure from seeping into local well water. Now she says the DNR may adopt the ideas jotted down, even though they were never meant to be a long-term fix.
Tell that to my neighbor who just yesterday got his E. coli test. And he cannot believe it. His response was, I thought I was going to be safe. Now he's got to dig a new well. And the new wells might not even, you know, last. We've had situations here where people are on their third well now, less than 10 years. It's people's lives, and that's what people have to understand.
Residents of Kewaunee County who found their wells contaminated and suspected the culprit was the manure CAFO spread on farm fields turned to the legal team Midwest Environmental Advocates. Attorney Sarah Gears says Kewaunee and a few other regions of Wisconsin have a unique geology, shallow soils, and porous bedrock. It's called karst, and it allows substances on the surface to seep into the groundwater. Gears says everyone involved needs more time to fully explore the science and potential remedies.
We're certainly going to pursue every avenue we have available to protect groundwater quality and get Kewaunee County citizens clean drinking water. So we'll continue to advocate with EPA, and we need the DNR to take this opportunity to make the rules as strong as possible.
Today, the DNR will ask the Natural Resources Board to approve the proposals for addressing manure concerns in Kewaunee County and others with similar geology. While Gears fears the measures fall short, they suit John Holyvote just fine. He works for the Wisconsin Dairy Business Association. Holyvote reviewed the DNR's first draft. It contained runoff rules for farmers statewide. Now that the agency will consider rules just for those living in karst regions, the kind of geology in Kewaunee County, he is satisfied.
I think it's been thoughtfully scaled back to actually directly touch on areas that have identified problems versus sort of much broader statewide approach. The original scope included a lot of language that actually had very little or anything to do with sort of the work groups and the studies that have been done in northeastern Wisconsin. This will actually do a much better job of focusing in on the issues raised by that report.
Holyvote says dairy farmers are willing to do their part, but the original plan asked too much of state farmers and would cost them millions of dollars. There were reports this week that Governor Walker rejected the DNR's initial draft because of dairy association opposition. A spokesperson for the DNR says those reports are untrue and adds the current version would more quickly address the concerns of residents in Kewaunee County. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.